This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
And we cannot practice being like God without Him. You can't do that. You can't say I'm a Christian and there's no day-to-day dependence on God. You got to understand that. You can't say that. I'm a Christian. I know the scripture, but I don't have a day-to-day dependence on God. I'm not even talking about you knowing God. Is there a daily dependence on God?
Text to give with Secure Give is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just two quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMBC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to give. The fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
What's been bothering you? God is ready to act in grace. God's ready. Are you ready? I am. Somebody say it. Amuse me. Say, I am.
I am.
It's breaking up the fallow ground of religion. We've been in church so much that our tradition is going to try its best to stop the word of grace from having effect. Somebody say, not here. How quickly we go back to tradition that we heard grandmama say, mama say, and then you heard it when you went to church. And I know what I'm saying is contradicting your traditional religious life that really hadn't given you anything. You had to lie most of the time to make it seem like it was working. And now you have this privilege to walk like this and to be this way. Now go to Hebrews, 1 Corinthians 15 and 10 in the NLT. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. I could spend all day on all these scriptures because it's just hearing it and accessing this thing over and over again. 15, 10. And I believe what Paul said here concerning himself should be the realization of every believer. So check out what Paul said. I think what Paul said should be the realization for every believer. And it's really bringing grace to a place where it's real to you. Paul said, but he said, whatever I am, oh my God. Paul said, whatever I am, it is all because God poured out His special favor on me. All right, stop right there. I can't even go no further. Whatever good you are, don't be trying to give yourself credit. Whatever good you are, whatever I am, it's because God poured His favor out on me. Stop giving results of that favor to yourself. Whatever I am, God poured His special favor on me. He says, and it was not without results. In other words, because of the favor that's on you, it will have results. Say out loud, the favor of God's on me. Now that will have results. You ain't got to help it. It will have results. Don't you want something that authentically came from God? Don't you want something where you can really say, I didn't have nothing to do with this, but the favor of God came over my life? And listen, if you got promotion, whatever I am, it's because of what God poured on me. It's because God poured out His favor on me. Glory to God. So whatever special thing happened, whatever job you got, whatever promotion you got, whatever house came into your house, whatever you are, whoever you are, it's because God poured His special favor on you. Paul said, He said, for I have worked harder than any of the other apostles. See, watch out, because you'll think, that was Paul did that. He wanted to make sure we understand. Yet it was not I. So what is it that you're still giving yourself credit for? Yet it was not I. We have to catch ourselves. Yet it was not I. I don't know how you can talk about your victory with Jesus not being in the sentence. How do you do that? He says, but God, who was working through me, how? By His grace. By His grace. It's a recognition. It's a realization that whoever I am or whatever God made me, it's because He poured His favor out on me, giving Him the credit. He says, I'm saved by grace, not of myself, lest any man should boast. Everything. I'm saved. This is so awesome right here. So let's put it in real strong, awesome context. I am saved because He poured His favor on me. I am redeemed because He poured His favor on me. I am healed because He poured His favor on me. I have wisdom because He poured His favor on me. I stand blameless because He poured His favor on me. I'm heaven bound because He poured His favor on me. You can't take no credit for none of that. And I made my mind up in teaching this series of grace. I ain't rushing to try to get what some people call the big, deep stuff. We fail in the elementary areas of our Christian life. We fail in those small areas like, you know, be love and be kind. Bishop Fuller was talking about this morning. He said it's real simple. You want a good marriage? Be love, show love, and be kind. How simple is that? But no, that ain't deep enough for us. We want something, you know, if you want to have a victorious marriage, you must groan in the spirit of the third level. What? And hey, those very complications is the reason why your life is complicated. You're having to pretend that you got deep relationship with God. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And you're making it difficult. Huh? We're doing two things in church. Either we're playing church, or we're trying to be deep with these sayings to get a ooh and an ah. I call it the ooh, ah doctrine. You understand? I say something, ooh, ah. Well, we ain't got time for no ooh, ah doctrine. You got to understand this. You got to understand this. And I'm the one. I can be as repetitive as I need to be. I hear several things when I preach. I see several things when I preach. Some of y'all knocked out while I'm preaching. And I'm thinking maybe while you sleep, it might be good for you to sleep. This might go in better while you sleep. And hopefully I'm the narrator of the dream you're having while you sleep. I want to wake some of y'all up, but you look so peaceful while you're knocked out. Mouth open and everything. That used to bother me, but I'm thinking, you know, God can get a lot done when we sleep. And maybe what He getting good done last night while you were sleeping, He's getting it done right now. I am going to be repetitive as I have to, illustrate as I have to, because when this stuff gets in you and you're like a cake, when you put all the ingredients in that bowl and then you take that mixer and then that thing, I mean, I saw my mama put all that stuff in it and she mixed that thing up. She said, baby, you want to lick the spoon? I'm telling you, some of y'all gonna want to lick the spoon when this stuff gets mixed up on the inside of you. Wow. But God, who was working through me, He said, by grace. He says, by grace, I am who I am because God was working through me. So what Paul said concerning himself should be the realization of every believer. You got to realize that it's because of God's grace. You've got to come to the realization. Okay, so when is that going to become real to you? It's because of God's grace. And then you pause, and then you have a flashback, and you're like, it was because of God's grace for that. It was because of God's grace for that. It's because of God's grace for that. Now, you can't talk about God's grace that way and give God glory. See, don't ever separate grace from God. I'm going to show you in a moment the throne of grace. Somebody say, where is that? It's the same place where God is. And what you got to understand is, I want you to start practicing the realization that I am who I am because of the grace of God. I'm alive today because of the grace of God. I'm well today because of the grace of God. I'm being restored today because of the grace of God. My prosperity is not because of the will of society. My prosperity is because of the grace of God. Some of the jobs and businesses you have started, you got to give God grace for that. You got to give God praise for that. You got to thank Him for His favor. I don't believe you can praise God for favor and not see it increase. Not that you start doing it to try to get an increase. See, your motives have changed. I am grateful and so thankful. I can't help but to praise Him for the favor that He's poured over my life. I don't believe there's nowhere in this relationship of praising and thanking God that it doesn't increase. It just has to. It's like nourishment to a flower. It's just going to grow better and bigger than all of them. And some of you are just too quiet to where God has already done things and made you who you are. You won't even say thank you. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat, for the nourishment of our body. It's by your grace that I got this food in front of me. Not everybody has it. Thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for the clothes I have to have. Thank you that I can turn my water on and it works. Thank you, Lord. It's by your grace. Practice it. Practice it. You understand what I'm saying? You're not here to be entertained or just encouraged with a sermon. I'm giving you practical tools to implement and to see these things happen. And as the world gets darker and darker and we get lighter and lighter, it doesn't take too much light to overcome darkness. So what are we doing, Pastor? And this is another thing. Not intent to make nobody mad or nothing like that. But we're not satisfied with the stuff we're supposed to do. So we keep creating stuff that we need to do looking good in the eyes of the world. Because the world starts telling you what you ought to be doing. God's already told you what you ought to be doing. And what we ought to be doing right now is preparing ourselves in grace. Well, you know, this going on, that, y'all need to be doing that. Y'all need to be doing that. Y'all need to be doing that. Yeah, we feed people all the time, but that still doesn't satisfy God's curriculum for what you need to be doing. And what you need to be doing is what you're doing right now, being fed and then going home and practice it, and coming back being fed and going home and practice it. And the Holy Spirit's gonna start working in you, and then now you're gonna be qualified and mature enough, and I use that word qualified very carefully, you're gonna be qualified in grace. In other words, faith in the grace of God can now instruct you. But we keep trying to let the world tell us what to do and be who the world is. Y'all the church, y'all supposed to be doing that. You too! You too. Don't come telling me what I'm supposed to be doing. You too. You too. Y'all the church. Yeah, we're not a church just to be used. I know a con artist when I see it. I know a con artist when I hear it. And besides that, the Holy Spirit will tell you before they show up. A con artist is getting ready to come up, and he's going to say this, this, this. Don't you touch it. It ain't none of your business. You're supposed to be a preacher. And then make you feel bad by the prosperity that God gave you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself living in this kind of house when people living the way they living. Well, they all have access to the way I'm living, but they've obviously chosen another way. So don't try to shame me and make me feel bad because I took advantage of the access. Tell me what I ought to be doing for the poor. You too.
I guess I've been holding that for a minute too, honey.
We all have access to the same thing. And the difference is some take advantage of it, some don't. Some of them join the church and say they were saved, and their growth stopped right there. They don't know nothing about grace. They're stuck there. They have access to much more than what they have right now, but they won't take it. Or they just choose to try to believe God for access for stuff, and they're not accessing what Jesus died, and they're righteous and they're redeemed. And see, he said, oh, you in it now. Oh, we're talking prosperity. I'm going to do this so I can access my car. Now you don't understand. See, because you're putting more value on the things that God made and not value on God. You're putting more value on the results of what he gave you and not value on him. And so that makes you a person that's participating in idolatry, because idolatry is about what you put value in more than God. Oh, man, I made my mind up. I said, Jesus is coming real quick. I thought he was going to come this past Saturday. Woke up. Is that Jesus? Jesus? No, not yet, son. Go back to sleep. Oh, okay. My lights were going on and off. And yeah, just now, I'm like, oh, Jesus done came in the house and landed on the roof. My God, I'm ready. What a great feeling. It wasn't no, oh, Jesus is going to hell. Oh, hell. Oh, forgive me, Lord. I ain't got to do that. Forgive me, Jesus. You know, trying to be, you know, they said he coming back in just like that. And if you don't say forgive me real quick, you know, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I said it. No, you didn't. Blah, 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 forgive me. It just feels so good to say, I'm good. We ready? We ready, Lord? Aren't you tired of walking around being afraid? Because all this stuff happening on the earth, and you know, oh, there go. Look at what's happening over there with Russia now. And oh, look at what happened there. What the Bible says somebody, oh, I need to get myself ready to go. Are you serious? So you enter into heaven motivated by fear? Greatest day of my life. Greatest day of all of our lives. Is when that trump sounds. And then a moment in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise first. I simply believe God is this good. We may encounter some of that through transgression. All that's by grace. Everybody that wake up from the grave, somebody said, that ain't in the Bible. Do you know everything that's getting ready to happen is not his first time? This is not the first rapture. I think it's, what, six of them or something like that? I know he raptured Enoch, and he was alive. Oh, he raptured Elijah, and he was alive. Oh, Lord. Come on, Jesus, who else raptured? He raptured Jesus, and he was alive. And when he raptured us, we gonna be alive. He ain't no rookie at this. He know what he doing. But in one of those situations, people recorded in scripture that they saw their dead relatives. Yes. They saw their dead relatives in the city. That's enough to get you saved. When you walk past somebody and they say, how you doing? I can imagine somebody, Rick, walking by Sister Sandra. Hey, how you doing? Hallelujah! And said, wait a minute, that was that lady. But you supposed to be dead. Open them up! This is my story! Do you understand the realization of what I'm talking about here? This is not fable. This is not the first time. It's already been done four raptures. And then there'll be the rapture of the 144,000. And then there'll be the rapture of the prophets, who some think will be Elijah and Enoch. And you walk around letting the world tell you what's real and what ain't real. They don't know. They are utterly confused. They wouldn't know the truth if it walked up to them and slapped them in the face. Why? Because we're inundated with churches who don't know the truth. Because we're willing to compromise and do anything to get people in the seats. I ain't even there, man. I'm good. I want you to come because I want you to teach you. Want to be able to teach you. But, dude, that's between you and God. All I know is when I'm seeing, I say, I did what you told me to do. Amen. Because you ain't cussing me out when I get to heaven. Amen. All right, you ready? Let's go to the next scripture. If you have that, say, I got that. All right, now, according to this, what we just read, all that a believer is and every labor of love by him is a result of God's grace. Now look at 2 Corinthians 12, 6 through 9. Apart from His grace, nothing can be accomplished for God. Apart from His grace, nothing can be accomplished for God. You remember in John 8 and 28, Jesus said, I can do nothing aside from God. Take note, Jesus says, I do nothing. He says, I say nothing unless God tell me what to say. And we cannot practice being like God without Him. You can't do that. You can't say I'm a Christian and there's no day-to-day dependence on God. You got to understand that. You can't say that. I'm a Christian. I know the scripture, but I don't have a day-to-day dependence on God. I'm not even talking about you knowing God. Is there a daily dependence on God? Look what he says here, 2 Corinthians 12, 6. He says, if I wanted to boast, Paul speaking here, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling you the truth. And that's a lot of people add credibility to our boasting by saying, well, it's the truth. He says, because I'd be telling you the truth, but I won't do it. Why? Because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. His message was grace. I don't want nobody to give me credit. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, one translation says, more revelation than any man had ever received. Now, how many of you know there's a potential for pride here? There's a potential for you to say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. That'd probably be appropriate. Standing in the need of prayer, cause you're prideful, it's me. He says, so to keep me from becoming proud. Now, what's pride? It's an over-exaggeration of one's importance. It's you submitting to your plan and refusing to submit to God's plan. An over-exaggeration of your plan and an over-exaggeration of yourself, your self-importance. So to keep me from becoming prideful, he said, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and to keep me from becoming proud. Now, I asked the Lord, I said, now, all right, now, let me get this straight. You did not give a devil to him to keep him from being proud. He says, no. He said, but you remember when focus is on self, then there's always a challenge or a trial that comes to deliver you from self-dependence. I allowed this to happen for that one reason, but then for another reason, so that I can be glorified. Now look at the next verse. So he says, this messenger of Satan, which was the devil, it wasn't sickness or disease, it was the devil. He said, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. So three different times he didn't get what God was trying to show him. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, and this is the callousness of our hearing that I'm trying to address this morning. Three times God said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. My grace is all you need. My grace is all you need. Another translation says that my grace is enough. My grace is an adequate privilege that you have. It's enough. It is adequate privilege. And three times. So what should have happened was he was saying, all right, Father, I release my faith in the grace of God over this thorn in my flesh. And would not continue to go to God to ask him to do something that he was already sufficient in seeing done in his life. But he wouldn't receive it. And so you think, well, let me go make some noise and beg God to do something. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, right now. Oh, God. And then part two is later on when you get home. Oh, Jesus, help me now. And then you go around and say, yes, but your grace is sufficient. Well, it don't seem like it is to you. Because somewhere there ought to be some confidence in this sufficient grace to deliver you from this thing.
The issue was, you know, you had a trial to show up to try to keep you out of pride. More than that, a trial is there to try to get you delivered from self-dependence. But when the trial came, he said the way out came at the same time the trial came. My grace is adequate provision for you.
Have you ever wondered what God made available to you through grace? Creflo Dollar reveals the provisions contained within this unique gift from God in his series, Grace, God's Provision for the Believer.
It is grace upon grace that removes fear and it gives assurance. It brings stability and direction to your earthly life. God says, I'm going to cause my goodness to get on you when you don't think it ought to be on you, and it's going to change your mind about the dumb behavior that you did, and I'm going to have you walk in grace upon grace upon grace until you can't hardly take it no more, because his mercy kept showing up when you know you didn't deserve it, and grace upon grace upon grace upon grace.
For a love gift of $25 or more plus shipping and handling, this four-message series can be yours today. Simply call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click on eStore. Take the first steps on the path of righteousness today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
You've got to figure out a way to maintain your meditation on Him. You got to think on Him. I want my thinking to be on God. I want my thinking to be on His Word. I want my thinking to be on life. I want my thinking to be on His promises. Keep your mind stayed upon Him and walk in His presence.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
And how many of you know we've got to shine the light out so that we can see God and we can experience His plan for our life and we can see what He wants to do and turn situations around.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.